Wisconsin is among 12 states that will compete for around $80 million through the Mississippi River Basin Healthy Watersheds Initiative. The Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS, says the program helps farmers control nitrogen and phosphorus runoff. Tom Kraft is an assistant state conservationist with NRCS. Kraft says the money will help farmers share the cost of such practices.
We actually have a few practices that we're going to have in these watersheds that we haven't had in the past that are reducing nutrients. Things like conservation crop rotation, cover crop, could be even constructed wetlands or wetland enhancement.
Greg Yackel supports the new program. He's a district conservationist with La Crosse County. Yackel says they have about 50 requests a year from farmers wanting to participate in conservation. However, he says about half can't get financial assistance.
Usually if somebody doesn't get funded for whatever reason, they just don't do the practice and maybe they try again next time, but yeah, I'm sure that's frustrating.
Steve Burchen says now more may be able to take part. He's an NRCS coordinator in Grant County.
This is really the first big step that NRCS has taken to look at having the water quality data to prove that what we're doing is creating water quality benefits. And like I said, it also will help us prioritize practices that are having a larger benefit.
The NRCS says watersheds in southwestern Wisconsin, like the Pecatonica, are good candidates for program dollars. A request for proposals will be sent out in the next several weeks. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.